The name of my story is The Middle of the Story, Where Water is Used to Wash Away What is Bad with God's Help. That was a long name. And this is the middle of a story. Now, Uncle Floyd and Barabbas walked home from church on Sunday. When they got home, they found Gator laying on the floor in the kitchen. He had some blood on his white belly. Oh, Gator, they both cried out. What happened? Are you okay? And they gently shook his shoulder. And they both wondered why they had not seen him in church. Uncle Floyd had been busy cleaning that little dusting of snow off the sidewalk so everybody would be safe. And Gator opened his eyes. And you could see he was glad to see that they were finally home. And he got himself flipped over. And what happened, Gator? Said Uncle Floyd. Gator stammered and said, Jeter and A-Rod, their dogs, bit me. I reckon that surprises me, said Uncle Floyd. Well, they were playing around with each other and began fighting with each other, and I tried to break them apart, and then they decided to bite me instead. Uncle Floyd could tell this was a made-up story. Jeter and A-Rod would not bite Gator. That Gator was hiding the truth from him. But it was not the time to argue with Gator. I reckon we need to clean up those wounds. And Uncle Floyd washed his hands and got out a clean cloth, and he wiped Gator's belly. Ouch! Hollered Gator. And Uncle Floyd quickly saw how deep one of the wounds was. So the three of them headed for the emergency room, where Nurse Fran also washed her hands before she put on clean latex gloves, and she used a clean cloth and clean water to wash away the dried blood on Gator's white belly. Whenever an animal that has a white belly shows their white belly, it usually means that that's an area they like to protect. So it's unusual when they do that. It might mean they're sick, and it might mean that they really like you and trust you. Yeah. So at any rate, Nurse Fran saw that most of the wounds were superficial. That means not real bad. But there was at least one of them that did need stitches. So all this time, Uncle Floyd is wondering, how did this happen to Gator? I know it wasn't the dogs. Why did he lie to me about what happened? Where was he during church? But he did not ask these questions out loud to Gator. It was not the time to argue with Gator. Nurse Fran told Gator to drink plenty of water, and the three of them soon went home. Uncle Floyd helped Gator into his pajamas and tucked him into bed. And then he sat quietly beside Gator and waited for Gator to tell him the truth. If only God could use water to wash away that lie that Gator had told. Or can he? After a brief nap, Gator opened his eyes and looked sadly at Uncle Floyd. I am sorry for lying to you, Gator said, and then he fell back asleep. Next week, we'll hear the part of the story that happened before what you heard today. To be continued.